Are you gonna make
sorry.
It? Oh, okay, I开始了.
Yeah, we need to do the show. No more crazy shots.
Okay. So yesterday we were talking about this amazing 16-year-old boy.
That's right. He's totally amazing. He's only 16 years old, but he's already a world pool champion.
真是不可思议哦. And yesterday we asked him about his success story.
That's right. And why do you think Jia Qingwu is so successful, Jonathan?
所以吴家庆为什么是这么成功的撞球选手呢? Well, two things. Number one, he spends many hours practicing every day.
That's right. It's very important to practice.
And number two, his family supports him.
And support from your family can help you a lot if you want to be successful. Well, today we're going to ask him a few more questions. So why don't we take a look at today's interview?
来看看今天的访问.
Taiwan's pool hero, Jia Qingwu.
Conversation B. What will you do if you lose games?
Practice even harder and try to be positive.
Does winning or losing games mean anything to you?
It can teach you many things, and it's important to learn your lesson.
What does it feel like to be the best pool player in the world?
Great! I didn't know the day would come so soon.
Bill, do you think it's possible to always win? 每战必赢?
Well, except for me, because I always win every time I play a game.
好了，除了你以外，有没有可能每战必赢呢?
It's not possible for everybody, though. Sometimes you lose. In fact, we asked Jia Qingwu that question. We said, what will you do if you lose games?
这个要每战必赢，这真的是不可能的事。所以呢，我们就问了吴家庆说， What will you do if you lose games? 如果你输球了，你会怎么办呢？ And what's this amazing kid's answer?
Well, he has a great answer. He says, practice even harder and try to be positive. So he'll keep on practicing, try and get better and better, and then he'll try to remember to be positive. Now, when you're being positive, it means you have a good feeling. You're looking at maybe the difficult things you must do, but always being, well, happy about it and thinking, I can do this if I work hard.
Yes, be happy is very important. 在这里，吴家庆给我们的回答是什么呢? 是更加努力的练习, practice even harder. 还有啊, try to be positive. 这里我们看到这个单字哦, positive. 这里呢, 它是个形容词哦, 有正面乐观的意思。 所以说哦, 要保持乐观的态度, 就算你输了。
Yeah, it's very important to be positive too. It helps you believe in yourself, like we mentioned the other day. Well, now we ask him another question. We ask, does winning or losing games mean anything to you? So we want to know if it's important to him whether he wins or loses. We're kind of asking if he cares about what happens in the end or if he just likes playing the game.
对，这里我们有一个问题要问他哦。我们想说，哎，问问这位撞球神童说，输赢对你来讲有没有什么意义？ And does winning or losing mean anything to him?
Yeah, well, when he answers, he says, well, it can teach you many things. So I think he's saying winning or losing can teach you a lot about pool and maybe about life. But then he says it's important to learn your lesson. Now, a lesson, well, this is a thing you need to learn. For example, today we have a lesson here on A Plus English. We're teaching you some words from our interview here and a little bit of grammar as well. So he's saying when you win or lose a game, you learn something about life. You learn a lesson about life.
吴家庆呢，在这里的回答真的是很有哲理哦，真的是看不出来他才16岁而已。这里呢，他说 It can teach you many things. 这里 it 是代名词嘛，就是赢或是输，可以教你很多事情。It's important to learn your lesson. 这里哦，我们看到这个片语 ，learn somebody's lesson。Learn somebody's lesson 就是、哦、这里的 listen 呢是个名词，有一堂课的意思。不过呢，整个片语的意思、哦、是汲取教训。 Now you know Bill, it's important not to make the same mistake.
That's true. And you know, it also probably feels very cool to be the best player in the world. And then we ask him another question.We ask, what does it feel like to be the best player, the best pool player in the world? So we want to know what it's like. I mean, he's 16 years old and he's known as the best player in the world. How does that make him feel?
所以接下来我们问他的问题是说，哎，身为世界之冠，到底是什么感觉呢？ How does it feel? It probably feels really good. What's his answer?
Well, he says, I didn't know the day would come so soon. So he's kind of saying he knew he'd be a good pool player, but he didn't know it would happen so quickly.
所以吴嘉庆给我们什么样的答案呢？我们这里看到的是 I didn't know the day would come so soon. 这里的 the day 当然是指成功的那一天。所以他说啊，我不知道说我成功的那一天会那么样的找到。而他之前的回答是说 great， 这里的 great 表示身为世界之冠，很棒 ，it's great。
Yeah， hey， you know， I didn't know break time would come so soon。
啊，是啊，是啊，这个休息时间怎么这么快就到了 ？So let's take a break。
Taiwan's pool hero, Jia Qing Wu.
Conversation C. What do you like the most when playing pool?
I like hearing the audience cheer for me.
Aren't you nervous when playing against someone older or stronger than you?
Not at all. I think it's cool if I can beat them.
Do you have any advice for our readers?
You can succeed in almost anything if you try your best.
Hey Jonathan, so what do you like the most when you're teaching on A plus English?
哦，当我在教 A 加英文的时候，我最喜欢什么呢？ I would have to say talking with you.
Oh, really? Oh, I feel so honored. Thank you.
Yeah, because I really do think that you are a good host, 是个很好的主持人。But what does 吴嘉庆 like the best when playing pool?
Well, he likes hearing the audience cheer for him. That's what he says. What a great thing to like. What a great feeling when you're a professional pool player. So when you are cheering for somebody...Well, that's just saying things, maybe clapping your hands or making noise to, well, tell them, you know, go, go, you can do it. We want you to win. You know, it's like saying, 加油加油
That's right. 加油加油加油 And that's to cheer. 这个动词呢当然是加油打气 to cheer. 而在文章中我们也看到不过我们回头一下、哦、我们问他说诶你打球的时候我们问吴嘉庆你打球打撞球的时候最喜欢什么呢他说最喜欢听到别人在旁边帮他加油打气呐喊哦。这里呢我们看到 cheer 就是加油打气。So Bill, the next time we see him playing pool, we should cheer for him.
Definitely, definitely. And you know, next we ask him another question. A plus asks Jia Qing. They ask, aren't you nervous when playing against someone older or stronger than you?Ooh, so we're asking if he feels, well, maybe uncomfortable because he has to play a game against somebody who's older than him or maybe bigger than him. So when you're nervous, well, you feel a bit uncomfortable about something you have to do. Maybe a good time, let's see, a good example would be if you are asking a girl if she wants to go to a movie with you, if you're a boy, or asking a boy if he wants to have coffee with you, if you're a girl. Maybe you feel a little uncomfortable in your stomach, you're a little embarrassed, well then you're nervous.
这是当然的咯，如果你看到你喜欢的男生或女生想约他出去，你当然会很紧张，这个形容词当然就是 nervous。不过这里呢，我们问吴嘉青一个问题，我们说当你和某人对抗的时候，我们这里看到 play against somebody， play against somebody 就是和某人对抗的意思。而这里的问句是当你和比你更年长或是更厉害的对手对抗的时候，你难道不会紧张吗？ Does he get scared or nervous?
Oh, not at all. In fact, he says not at all. He says, I think it's cool if I can beat them. I can just see him in my mind. That's okay. If I can beat them, that's cool. So why get nervous? So he's saying he thinks it's really great that he can win. When you beat somebody at a game, you basically are the winner.And usually, if we use the word beat, well, it means the person who lost, he should be a bit embarrassed. And, I mean, come on, this kid's 16. If he beats people older than him, then that would be pretty cool.
真的是这样子哦。这位神童才16岁，如果你被他打败了，而且你又比他年长，那可能真的会有点像 Bill 提到的 embarrassed， 这形容词 embarrassed 就是感到有点丢脸哦。不过这里我们回头来看一下，果然就是神童真的是不一样哦。他的回答是 not at all， 我一点都不会紧张。I think it's cool if I can beat them。这里我们看到一个动词 beat 呢就是打败或者是打赢，甚至有殴打的意思。所以吴嘉庆他觉得说，能够打败比自己更强大的敌人，哎，这是很酷的事情哎。Now it seems like 吴嘉庆 knows a lot. Maybe he can teach us some things.
That's right. We ask him if he has advice for our readers. So this is, well, little things he can say to help people learn how to do things or do things in life. Good ideas, basically.
Yes, 所以我们这里看到 advice, 这个名词是不可数的，就是建议。So, what's his advice?
Well, he says, you can succeed in almost anything, so you can be good at anything. Just remember, if you try your best. Now, when you try your best, well, that means that, well, you try to do something, but you really put all of your energy and your heart into it. You really try hard.
是的，这里我们很快看一下 succeed 这个动词就是成功的意思，所以 succeed in almost anything 就是可以在几乎任何领域里头成功。而这里我们看到个动词片语 try your best 就是尽心尽力。 Now if you do that, nothing is impossible,
not even going to word power.
Of course,
let's try.
Word power!
It is time for word power now.
Yes, and let's be positive.
Which is our first word. Positive.
Positive, 它是个形容词，正面的，乐观的。
Be positive. You will do better on your next test.
Yes, 乐观一点，你下次呢会考得更好。
Oh, it's okay.
Learn one's lesson.
Learn one's lesson, 这里呢这个片语就是汲取教训的意思。
Frank learned his lesson and decided to study.
Frank 终于学乖了，决定呢好好读书。
Cheer,
这个动词呢就是加油打气。Go, yeah!
Mike has a basketball game tomorrow. Let's go cheer for him.
Mike 呢明天有场篮球赛。我们去替他加油打气吧。
OK. And the last one, beat.
Beat, 它这个动词有打赢、战胜的意思。三态比较特别。Beaten.
James beat Jim at tennis.
打网球的时候呢，詹姆士就打赢了 Jim.
All right, everybody. That's it for Word Power, but stay with us.
Keep in mind!
You know, it's interesting to learn a foreign language.
Yes, it's a lot of fun to learn English.
Also, it's important to practice every day.
是的，练习哦，真的是很重要，学习任何一个语言都要天天练习， you know. 这里哦，我们看到呢，诶，一个句型。It is 形容词再加上 to be 什么意思呢？比方说 It is important to practice every day 这里头这个 it、哦、是个虚主词也有人叫它假主词在这里呢真正的主词是后面的那个 to be 这种句子也可以把它改写改成 To practice every day is important 或者是也可以用动名词的方式说 practicing every day is important.
Right. So we hope you'll practice English with us every day.
Let's practice. My name is John. People call me Jonathan.
Very good.
So this is my famous behind the back shot.
Oh, show me, show me. What? 就这样吗?
I know what I'm doing. I do.
再看一次今天的访问。
Okay, let's see you do it. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Taiwan's pool hero, Jia Qing Wu.
What will you do if you lose games?
Practice even harder and try to be positive.
Does winning or losing games mean anything to you?
It can teach you many things, and it's important to learn your lesson.
What does it feel like to be the best pool player in the world?
Great! I didn't know the day would come so soon.
What do you like the most when playing pool?
I like hearing the audience cheer for me.
Aren't you nervous when playing against someone older or stronger than you?
Not at all. I think it's cool if I can beat them.
Do you have any advice for our readers?
You can succeed in almost anything if you try your best.
Review time!
For today's review time, we have matching.
Yes, 我们来做连连看哦。那么请你呢，把正确的单字啊，或是片语跟定义连起来。
Think about good things.
Think about good things. 想着美好的事物。言下之意呢，就是往好的方向想。Then what about, be positive.
Yes, you got it.
乐观。
Work very hard at something.
Work very hard at something. 努力的做什么事。Well, that has to be... try one's best.
Win against someone.
Win against someone. 赢某人。Well, beat. Beat somebody. 赢那个人。
Right. So maybe if you try your best and you be positive, then you can beat someone.
Yes.
Well, not hit them, but maybe win in the game.
Yes, beat 有两个意思，一个是打，一个是打赢。Not this kind of beat, but win.
Thank you, teacher John.
You're welcome.
Living phrases.
Come on. Help me blow up these balloons.
I don't think I can do it.
Just try your best.
I'm tired.
Keep going. Just try your best.
I can't do it.
This is how you do it.
Okay, I'll try my best this time.
I guess you tried a little too hard.
Just for fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English Just for Fun. Today, we're talking about interesting animals, but let's find out who's in the studio.
Hello, everyone, I'm Angie.
And my name is Matt, and today, we're going to talk about a really, really small animal that can be really, really mean, especially when it bites you. We're talking about the ant, which is that little bug that you usually see traveling in a long line of other ants, and they're probably carrying food or something to their home. Well, we're going to learn something about ants today.
Right. When I think of ants, I think of the insect that works all the time, always working, working, working with its fellow ants.
That's right, and they're really strong. They can lift weight much greater than their own weight.
Right, so when we read this interesting fact about ants, it makes sense.
That's right. Well, it says, ants do not sleep. That means they're always awake, and it's no wonder why they work so hard.
Really, Matt? I usually think if you work really, really hard, you want to sleep. But not ants. They don't sleep a wink.
That's right. They're always awake. They must be really good employees at work because they don't take naps. They don't need to sleep at night. They can just work, 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 which is what you usually see an ant doing when you see them. Well, I did some research and I read that ants can live for a few weeks or they can live to be a few years old. Now, can you imagine going maybe 5 years and never ever sleeping?
That's why they die so quickly. Us humans have to sleep every night or we go a little crazy.
That's right. I love sleeping. And I don't know why the ants don't. Or maybe they just have never tried it. I'm sure if they do, they'll be sleeping a lot more. Well, listeners, that's all the time we have to have fun today, but I hope you'll join us next time.